Eggermeyer's Bible Storybook, Korah Rebels, Numbers, Chapter 16. Korah thought he was great as Moses and Aaron. As time passed, he grew more and more jealous, and wrong thoughts filled his mind.
I am a Levite just like Aaron, Korah thought, and I am just as good as he.
Like Moses and Aaron, Korah belonged to the tribe of Levi. When the tabernacle was first built, God chose the tribe to take care for it. God appointed Aaron the high priest and Aaron's sons to be priests. Only Moses, the high priest, and the priests were allowed to enter the tabernacle. When two others, Dathan and Abiram, heard that Korah envied Aaron, they told him,
"You know, we could be just as good rulers as Moses."
These three talked against Moses and Aaron among the children of Israel, and they found 250 others who felt the same way. Korah and these followers went to Moses and Aaron. They said,
"You think that you are great men. Every person in the congregation is holy, and the Lord is with all the people. Then why do you make yourselves leaders of the congregation of the Lord?"
When Moses heard this, he fell on his face. He had not tried to be great, but he knew God had chosen him to be the leader. He knew, too, that God had chosen Aaron to be the high priest. These men were not speaking against Moses and Aaron, but against God. Moses told Korah,
"Tomorrow the Lord will show you whom he has chosen and who is holy. Bring censers with fire and incense before the Lord." Then he added, "Listen, you sons of Levi. Does it seem a small thing to you that the Lord chose you to take care for his tabernacle and to minister to the congregation? He has let you be near. Do you want to be priests too? Why are you gathering against the Lord?" Then Moses sent for Dathan and Abiram, but they sent word, "We will not come. Is it a small thing that you made us leave the good land of Egypt and brought us into the wilderness so you could rule over us? You even promised us rich lands and fields with vineyards. No, we will not come to see you."
That's bad.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Moses asked them to come, and he was the leader, and Dathan and Abiram said no.
Why?
Yeah, because they didn't want to, because they were rebelling.
What's rebelling?
Rebelling is when a leader asks you to do something, and you tell them no, when you should have told them yes. They were saying, "No, I'm not going to do what you say." Moses talked to the Lord about it. Then Moses reminded Korah again, "You, your company, and Aaron, bring your censers before the Lord tomorrow." The next day, Korah and his company brought all the congregation with them to the door of the tabernacle. There the people saw the glory of the Lord, and the Lord told Moses and Aaron,
"Get away from the congregation so I can destroy them."
Moses and Aaron fell on their faces and prayed, "Oh God, do not punish all the congregation for the sin of one man." The Lord told Moses what to do. Moses went to the tents of Dathan and Abiram. The elders and the people followed. He told the people, "Get away from these men and their tents, lest something happen to you. Now we shall prove whether I have ruled by God's command or whether I have chosen myself as the ruler. If the ground opens up and swallow these men, we shall know God has chosen me for the work." And as soon as Moses said these words, there was an earthquake. The ground moved and the ground opened up. The men in their tents and their goods fell into the earth. The people watching ran in fear. The 250 men who had followed Korah, Dathan, and Abiram were killed by fire. And the Lord told Moses to have the 250 brass censers flattened to cover the altar. When the people saw the brass coverings on the altar, they would remember that
Only Aaron and his children were chosen to offer incense to the Lord.